the Motor City Sports Rundown.
Happy Monday, everyone. We have a lot of ground to cover today.
A week and a half ago, we talked about the front office shakeup with the Red Wings and the rumors that Steve Yzerman was moving into a senior advisory role.
Right. Well, scratch that. The organization and Yzerman have completely parted ways. The Yzer plan is officially over, and we are doing a full post-mortem on his tenure today.
It is wild to actually say that out loud. We'll also talk Tigers baseball. The team is on a rough slide right now, but rookie Kevin McGonigal is putting up offensive numbers we haven't seen in decades.
He is a massive bright spot for a franchise that desperately needed one.
Let's pivot to baseball, where the vibe is a little different. The Tigers, as a team, are struggling right now. They are on a nasty losing skid late in the season, but we need to talk about Kevin McGonigal.
We absolutely do. It is so easy to tune out when a team drops five in a row, but what this kid is doing in his rookie year is special.
The Free Press ran a piece basically saying exactly that. Do not let the team's struggles obscure the fact that McGonigal is batting .284 with 13 home runs, 53 RBIs, and a .386 on-base percentage.
That on-base percentage is what jumps off the page for me. A .386 OBP over 124 games for a 22-year-old rookie is absurd. His plate discipline looks like he's a 10-year veteran.
It really does. And remember, Detroit took him 37th overall in the 2023 draft out of Monsignor Bonner High School in Pennsylvania. To go from a high school pick to putting up all-star caliber numbers in the majors in just 3 years is a wild trajectory.
He made his debut back on March 26th and instantly made history. Four hits in his debut. He was the first Tigers player to do that since 1987.
He set the tone on day one and hasn't backed down. He is firmly in the front-runner conversation for American League Rookie of the Year.
How does this change the Tigers' rebuild timeline? Because for a while, we were wondering where the consistent, high-contact bats were going to come from. Now you slot McGonigal into the top of the lineup, and suddenly the core looks a lot more dangerous.
It accelerates everything. When you have a guy who gets on base nearly 40% of the time, it makes everyone behind him better. The question now is whether he can maintain this production down the stretch. Pitchers are going to adjust.
They already are. You can see teams pitching around him in certain situations, trying to get him to chase breaking balls out of the zone. But his eye is so good, he just takes the walk.
Exactly. He doesn't panic when he falls behind in the count. That's the difference between a toolsy prospect and a legitimate major league hitter. Even during this team's slump, his at-bats are appointment viewing.
It gives fans a genuine reason for optimism. You look at the standings and sigh, but then McGonigal steps to the plate and you remember that the future actually has some real talent.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick before we get out of here.
Sounds good. What do you have?
Speaking of that Tigers skid, they are back at Comerica Park tonight trying to snap a five-game losing streak against the Tampa Bay Rays. They got swept by the Royals over the weekend and sit at 61-69.
It's a tough matchup. The Rays lead the AL East at 77-53, but they are stumbling a bit themselves, going 3-7 in their last 10. Drew Rasmussen gets the start for Tampa Bay with a 3.01 ERA.
Detroit is handing the ball to Framber Valdez, who comes in at 8-8 with a 4.35 ERA. If Valdez can put together a clean start, the Tigers might actually catch the Rays while they're vulnerable.
They desperately need something to stop the bleeding. A win tonight would go a long way in settling the clubhouse down.
Shifting to football, the Detroit Free Press ran a piece looking at sportsbook stat projections for the Lions' top players, and the numbers are surprisingly low across the board.
Vegas is definitely hedging on this offense. I get that they have a lot of mouths to feed with Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs, and David Montgomery, but some of these totals feel like an overcorrection. Exactly. If you believe Ben Johnson's offense is going to keep humming the way it did last year, there's probably some value on the over for a few of those guys. We'll see how the market adjusts as we get closer to week one, but right now, the book seems skeptical of a repeat performance.
That is going to do it for today's episode of the Motor City Sports Rundown.
Thanks for starting your week with us. We will be back on Wednesday to break down all things Detroit sports.
Catch you then.